Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius. Germanicus is here. We've had some fun with Starship, and we don't know about the third assassination attempt. We're leaving that aside. There's too little information. We move to Ukraine war. Mr. Zelensky was in Washington recently with the victory plan. It was not embraced. Mr. Zelensky traveled to Germany. There was meant to be a Rammstein Air Base showdown between NATO and Mr. Zelensky and his victory plan. It did not happen because principals could not be there, chiefly the president, because of the hurricanes. So they postponed the meeting. But Mr. Zelensky did go to number 10 Downing and meet with the new prime minister, Sir Keir Starmer, as well as Mark Rutte, the new general secretary of NATO, was in attendance, presenting the victory plan. That's what we know. We don't know too many details. The big stuff we've heard about, immediate NATO, immediate EU, trillion-dollar rebuild, let us fire the long-range missiles. But we don't know any details. So I moved to the other side. A colleague of mine who has Russian information believes that the recruiting going on right now is for a spring offensive. Russia's going for the win. Unless it gets the negotiating terms it has demanded several times for 2 years. And that means Zelensky is not at the table. That's the presentation now. Russia is an empire. Ukraine is not. Ukraine is the broken remains of a state that was passed back and forth between empires for 1,000 years. The United States has backed something that it has no history to celebrate. It's been in too many hands, been marched over too many times, and will continue again. So I turn to Germanicus. Germanicus, the information is that Russia means to win. Does Washington see that? Does Brussels see that? Are they preparing for that?
Brussels? Meaning the EU and Washington, the Imperial Court of the United States, they both understand that Russia has already won, but they can't find it within themselves to say that because that would mean the end of the entire enterprise. And throughout this enterprise, and I would say since the autumn of 2022, after the first two Ukrainian so-called counteroffensives, Ukraine has been done. And I say this not out of any disparagement of Ukraine, which has fought stoically and heroically. But the fact is, there is only so much that you can put into the battle over time. And I have been listening to a fantastic book by Nick Lloyd. You had a conversation with him. His book on the Eastern Front in World War I delivers this indissoluble, incontrovertible message that in a major war, you have only so much that you can put into it with your people. and that within a very short period of time, you will not be able to be effective and fight anymore. This happened to the army of Austria-Hungary within 2 years. They were done. It happened to the Ottomans. It happened eventually to Italy and France as well. It happened to Russia. And what has happened to Ukraine is that its heroic efforts, the offensives of the autumn of 2022 and the great so-called counteroffensive of 2023, Battle of Bakhmut, and others after that, and then the recent offensive in Kursk, have played out. They bled out the Ukrainian army. There is no more effective army. And the Russians know that. The Russians have played a very patient game where they have let the Ukrainians throw themselves onto the Russians, where they have been slaughtered indiscriminately and fully and comprehensively. And the result is there's no longer an effective Ukrainian army, because armies that are effective are not about the number of people who can be put into uniform and given a gun. It's about effective men who will fight and shoot. It's about effective non-commissioned officers who have the knowledge and expertise to guide their men. And it's about the officers who offer the leadership at all of those levels that must exist within an effective army. They're all gone. They're all completely depleted. The Ukrainian army of 2022 is gone, and the replacement army is gone, and now there is nothing. So of course Russia wants to finish this war. It's almost like an act of mercy. They must finish it, because the war must stop, or else there will be no more Ukraine. The greatest irony of this war is that the United States and NATO have effectively conspired with Russia to destroy Ukraine forever. The U.S. should never have put Ukraine in a position where it would be bled white and would not exist anymore as an effective working society. For Ukraine to go from 37 million people in 2022 down to 16, 17, 18 million today is shocking. It's a crime that the U.S. has perpetrated, and the result has been the destruction of a country. So yes, I hope the war ends, because Ukraine must be spared at some point. But no, it cannot any longer offer truly effective resistance. And you can see this day by day on the fighting. It's over.
Europe wants energy back from Russia. Is there a way to put this back together again? Ask the U.S. to leave the room? Ask the U.S. to participate? Ask the U.S. and the NATO and EU to help Europe put it back together again? Because the energy story is not going to get better by itself.
Right. One of the collateral dimensions of this war, from the U.S. standpoint, was to not merely bring Russia to its knees, which failed, unbelievably failed, but to bring Germany to its knees, which has succeeded. And so for Germany to reengage with Russia would demand Germany throwing off the yoke of the United States. The U.S. was jealous that before the war that Germany had established this complementary economic relationship with Russia. And that was good for Germans. It was good for the German economy. And the U.S. made sure that that was ended. The U.S. destroyed the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The U.S. created a situation where Germany was pushed into recession. And the fact is, if Germans want to take charge of their own destiny, they have to do it. There's nothing stopping them, but they've been completely bullied by the United States, as has been the rest of NATO. And it's shocking, and it is depressing from the standpoint of anyone who believes, as I used to, that the U.S. is an altruistic force in the world.
Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. I am Gaius John Batts. We're by the Thames. It's late in the afternoon, and the news from the 21st century is chaos, anarchy, violence, threat of violence. There's also news that the U.S. is dispatching a high-performance anti-missile system to Israel in anticipation of much worse headlines ahead. We're going to turn, however, to our own time. A poet named Suetonius writes a history of the first 12 Caesars. We're still inside one of them, Domitian, Vespasian's second son. Suetonius is, well, he publishes all the bad stuff. He doesn't say anything about the positive moments, Domitian. There were a few. However, when we come back, what do you expect as a equis class? We're not senators. We don't want to be senators. We're nowhere near Rome. What do we expect from an emperor, good or bad? Does Domitian satisfy it? Do we look for, as Germanicus says, a hero, a conqueror, or somebody more literary, like Claudius? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.